Is this the beginning of the end for Bosasa? I mean, news breaking this morning that the company has filed for liquidation. In fact, the company released a statement about 2 hours ago confirming that it's filed for voluntary liquidation because banks that it has relationships with have decided to cut ties with the companies, and it seems that will be effective on or before the 28th of this month. Isn't this exactly how the Gupta's businesses started going down? I mean, at some point, they were forced to give up their business interests and sell their shares. So what happens to Bosasa now? Does this affect current operations as well? Let's speak to Kyle Cohen. He's the investigative journalist at News 24. Kyle, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Clement, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Is this the end for African global operations?
I think it's too early to call. I think we need to maybe just have some perspective on this. What has happened is essentially very similar to what happened to the Gupta family's business interest in South Africa. They no longer have a transactional banking facility. So the company literally cannot pay creditors or be paid for work that it's provided. So voluntary liquidation at this stage does seem quite scary. It sounds like, oh, geez, you know, 4,500 people are about to lose their jobs. But there are ways out, in and out of these things. Most likely what I think will happen, because Bosasa has established such a lucrative sort of contract base and sort of client base,
yeah.
I think that the companies might not be broken down and sold off chair for chair.
Mm.
It may be a fact where the company is split up and certain parts of the company will be sold, you know, the subsidiary companies will be sold to other individuals to then take over the management of those contracts.
Mm. And Kyle, I mean, I'm also interested to find out if government will intervene this time. Remember in the last administration, there was that committee of sorts that was appointed to engage banks on their decision to cut ties with the Gupta's business interests, all in an attempt to quote-unquote save jobs. But I doubt government will be involved here, especially because they're not obliged to, but also they themselves are involved in allegations of corrupt deals with the company.
That's correct. And also, I think at this stage, it's so similar to the Gupta's, it's actually quite scary.
Yeah,
I think that what we have to understand is that the State Capture Commission has essentially, you know, sort of put the actions of the ruling party and government on under a spotlight. And I don't think we'll see another interministerial committee, you know, being established to try and figure out how to save the bank accounts. I think what we're seeing here is a lot faster paced sort of movement in the direction of, okay, the banks have closed their accounts. We as Bosasa management and as the board of directors, we are looking for alternatives here. Mm. It doesn't look like they're going to rely on their connections in government to try and bail them out.
Mm. And I see that the company has applied with various financial institutions locally and internationally for a trading account so that it can operate beyond the 1st of March. What are the chances, though, that this will actually be the case and one of the banks will come into play, given that the local banks seem to be concerned about the reputational risk?
It's highly unlikely, and judging from the tone of the statement, you know, it doesn't actually, the statement issued by African Global Operations, it doesn't specifically say that we were told no, but it does sort of imply that even the international institutions wouldn't give us any of these facilities. Otherwise, the decision wouldn't have been made to go into voluntary liquidation. That's my understanding of the statement. So I think what we have here is just, it's a culmination of many factors. We've had media reports for more than a decade detailing corruption and bribery, you know, allegations thereof, rather. We've had an SIU report that was finalized in 2009 that's been written about extensively. We've had now, I think, the straw that broke the camel's back, if you want to put it that way, was Mr. Agutsi's testimony. So what people need to understand is that F&B has now decided to close Bosasa and its subsidiaries' bank accounts. But this is not something that they decided just because Mr. Agutsi has talked about it at the State Capture Commission. This is a relationship that they've had to manage over more than a decade, and they've now made that decision to say, okay, now we have someone that's come forward to say, to give us detail and insight into all these allegations of corruption.
Mm.
So right now, reputationally, we cannot be associated with you anymore. And it's something that we as South Africans came to know a little bit of when the similar things were happening with the Gupta family. But I do think we just need to understand why it's important for banks and potentially new institutions to say, no, we can't bank you, even though there's this risk of so many people losing their jobs.
Mm. And I mean, it's interesting for me, Carl, because when you look at that statement, they In fact, I mean, you said it actually quite rightly that this is so similar to what happens to the Guptas. I mean, their statement there speaking about how in South Africa, every employed person supports about five other people, and the African Global Group has in excess of 4,500 employees, resulting in 25,000 people being impacted by possible loss of employment. The potential termination of 108 unemployed black youth are currently on learnerships and internships who, through this initiative, are receiving a monthly stipend while gaining valuable workplace experience. This all sounds like now they're using the workers that could potentially lose their jobs to try and fight their case.
Yes, and you know, I have a very strong opinion about this, and I must stress this is my personal opinion. But if you are now wanting to say that, look at all these people are going to be negatively affected by revelations in the media and by a decision taken by the banks. But what they don't say in the statement is that, you know what, actually, guys, it was a result of things that we did, criminal acts that we undertook as the directors of this company, as the people who were supposed to look after the welfare of their employees first and foremost. And for them to now come out that and say things like this in that statement, yes, it's all good and well, and it may likely be true, but don't blame the media and don't blame the banks.
Yeah.
Blame the people who committed the crimes.
Yeah, you know? And also when you're committing the crimes, didn't you have these employees in mind as you are committing the alleged crimes? But look, thank you so much for your time, Kyle Cohen, investigative journalist at News 24. I'm interested to take your calls on this. What do you make of what's happening at Bosasa? And do you think there must be some kind of sympathy towards the company because of the kind of possible job losses that can be experienced? It's 18 minutes after 12.